Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Sometimes when the mood is right and two people who are in love stare into each other's eyes and their groin areas start tingling a little bit, they
okay.
They do what we call making love. Sometimes, though, one person will use the old headache excuse to get out of it.
Right.
I got a headache. Not tonight. Not tonight. I got a headache. If you're the headache excuse person, bad news for you. According to a new study, sex can actually help relieve a headache.
Yes, I've heard this.
The ending part of sex.
Mm-hmm. The culmination.
After that, it releases like endorphins in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And those endorphins, they make your brain feel all good, make your body feel good, and it helps get rid of the headache with those good feelings. It cancels out all the bad headache feelings, right? So you can't use the old headache excuse anymore. What excuse should you use to get out of sexy time now?
I have used this one before when you've enjoyed a delicious meal with said partner and you are too full to further continue with the evening.
Is that a legit excuse?
Yeah.
Too full?
Picture yourself just so full after eating like a humongous meal. You've had some wine and you're just like, oh God, I'm so full. Hey, do you want to go have sex? It's not exactly like, you know what? Yes.
So
yes,
romantic.
I do.
So romantic. So romantic. Hey.
God, a couple of onion burps. Yeah, let's go.
Like, at first, I thought it was kind of a bad excuse. Like, really? You're full?
No.
Suck it up and take one for the team, okay? At the same time, though, you're like, man, I've been pretty full before.
Sometimes if you're so full, your breathing is difficult?
Yeah.
No.
Like, the most full I've ever been is when someone dared me to eat 3-foot-long Subway sandwiches. And I did it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Don't want to brag or anything here. What's up, ladies? But I was so full, I couldn't even move. I can't even imagine having sex at that time. Like, can you imagine two people being full? Not just one person being full, but imagine if both people are full and they're doing the deed.
No.
Just like, all right, just
give me a sec.
Just give me a second here. Gotta take my pants off.
Do we have any Pepto?
Yeah, we haven't even started yet. I'm already tired. Oh, my goodness. Just a heads up, I am going to sweat all over you. Well, whoever's on top is going to sweat on the other person. This is bad. Okay, move your leg.
Oh.
I can't move my leg. Move your leg, because I can't move mine either. Let's just try for the summit tomorrow, okay?
The Simpsons has been renewed for 2 more seasons, which I believe is the 34th and 35th.
33rd and 34th.
My apologies.
You were way off.
Way off.
Samsonite.
It says it right here.
It's a Dumb and Dumber reference, sorry.
Yeah. And I just wondered how you feel about that. I know you're a big Simpsons fan. You've been watching it for a while, but do you think it's too much?
I haven't watched a new episode of The Simpsons in like 13, 14 years.
Me too, yeah.
But at the same time, I still love that show, and I'm still pumped it's going, because I want The Simpsons to hit 40. I want it to hit 40.
Do you want it to hit that just because?
Yep.
Or do you like want them to continue putting out great entertainment for people? Or is it just now become like a thing where it's like, you know what, I hope they just make it to 40 seasons.
It's like the traffic cone on First Avenue that we were talking about yesterday.
Right.
We just want to see how long it can go for. The Simpsons, let's be honest here, it's not as good as it used to be. It's pretty bad.
I just am amazed that they can come up with content for this long.
Well, now it's more topical. It's more about the current events. The Simpsons back in the day, it was more about like, you know, creative writing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of ran out of ideas because they've been on the air for 32 years.
Well, and let's face it, society's been providing them with great ideas for quite a few years now.
No shortage of content out there. The thing is, like, you may hate The Simpsons, like the new episodes, but you still have to respect the past. I mean, when you look at The Simpsons history, there was like a 12-year period where they didn't miss once.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't one bad episode for like 12 years. You know how hard that is to do? Like, most TV shows, they'll have like their prime, right? It's like an athlete's career. They start out in the pilot season's like, eh, okay, it's not bad. Might give it a chance.
Yeah.
Then they hit those middle years and it's like, oh yeah, they're in their prime. And then the last few seasons, it's like, this needs to end immediately.
And that's what I feel The Simpsons are at. Like, I don't know. I know people love the show, but I just, yeah, I feel like it's too many.
A lot of people are turning their back on The Simpsons. They're like, no, I don't even like the old episodes anymore because it's ruined with all these new ones. Come on. Like, The Simpsons will always be classic. Again, you don't have to like The Simpsons, but you got to respect what they've done.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Why did we just do that?
Why did we just start talking like Dory speaking whale from Finding Nemo there?
I don't know.
This is the most random thing we've ever done.
But it felt good.
I felt great. Why do I feel so good right now? We gotta do that more often.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
We need
Dory
to find his son.
Wanna take this opportunity to give a shout out to our midday girl Kendra for being like the best person ever.
She's great.
Sometimes we're a bit cranky in the morning because, you know, waking up at 3. And then Kendra comes in and all of our crankiness,
she's like a ray of sunshine.
It just kind of goes away. She's like the nicest person I've ever met. She also has like the most adorable stories. Yesterday we were talking about my boots, and for some reason my left boot is like mangled. Like it's peeling, the sole's coming off, and my right boot is like perfect. I could resell the right boot at a shoe store.
What's up with your left foot?
My left foot loves to party. I don't know. We started talking about shoes, and Kendra reminded me of a life hack that I really, really wish I could take advantage of. When it comes to shoes, kids' shoes, like the really big sizes of kids' shoes, we're talking like size 12, 13, 14, those are the same size as the smaller adult sizes, like 2, 3, 4.
I've heard this.
So kids' shoes are also way, way cheaper than adult shoes.
Yes.
So for her whole life, Kendra has been saving like 60, 70 bucks on every single pair of shoes that she buys because she buys the kids' shoes.
And
size.
She actually has the small feet. It's not like she's squashing her foot into a small shoe just to save money.
If you're doing that, little on the cheap side. Come on, right? That's such a great life hack right there, though. Like, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, right? Like having small feet that you can wear kids' shoes.
Heck no. Why?
Who cares, right?
I feel like there's a stigma against, like, especially women who have larger feet.
Who cares?
Who gives a crap?
Yeah, exactly.
Buy the shoe that fits. If you happen to fit into a kid's shoe, kudos to you.
Again, this is never going to happen to me. I got, like, size 13 feet.
Oh, dear.
But you know what they say about guys with big feet, Stacey?
Big shoes.
They can't save money by buying kid's shoes. So that's what they say about guys with big feet.
So Elon Musk, we've talked about him a few times, quite a well-to-do gentleman with a lot of great ideas. He's done some amazing things with technology. He also plans to do a lot of exploration and trips out to space. He wants to capitalize on outer space, hotels on the moon, living on the moon, that sort of thing. And other people want to join him. There's a Japanese billionaire looking to fill some seats on his, Elon Musk's, SpaceX rocket to the moon. And now this is a very eccentric fashion designer out in Japan, Yasuku Mezizawa, and he's launched the search for 8 people to join him on this voyage around the moon, which Elon Musk hopes to accomplish as soon as 2023.
Now, free is always good.
Yeah.
But I would still be so scared and hesitant to accept this free ticket.
I feel like dying in space, and I'm assuming I would die. Like, I just don't know. I have no confidence in this whatsoever.
Yeah.
I would way rather die on Earth than die in space.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because if you die in space, you just become space junk and float around. Like, are they going to be able to recover your body and bring it home for a proper burial?
Well, if it's the movie Armageddon, then yes. Remember in the movie Armageddon when everyone died?
So long.
And it was just like they were normal. Like, Owen Wilson's in that movie, and his space helmet cracked. And like when your space helmet cracks in real life, I'm pretty sure you just explode.
I thought so.
Owen Wilson's face is in like perfect condition. And it's like, oh, that's what happens when you die in space.
You just fall asleep.
Thanks, space movies. The reason I don't want to go to space is because every space movie has gone horribly, horribly wrong.
It just seems so unknown. And I get that they're doing research and they're testing and all that kind of stuff. But regardless, this Japanese billionaire wants people to go to space with him. And he's going to cover all the costs. And he's doing it like an application. You have to apply for a role, basically, of going to space. So they want someone who's like gung-ho and ready to do weird things and possibly die. You in, Clayton? You want to apply? And me?
If they're looking for a gum guy role, then I'm in. Every crew needs a gum guy that always has a few packs of gum on them. So if anyone's like, oh, my breath stinks, hey, no worries. I gotcha. I'm the gum guy in the group.
The gum guy in space?
That would be my role, yeah.
Okay.
Because, as everyone knows, you need gum in space, right?
Of course.
See, I don't know. The end of this conversation really went off the rails. If you're going through some curling withdrawal right now, no worries. Tomorrow, the Brier starts. Dunstone, Saskatchewan rink, plays Nunavut tomorrow to kick off the Brier. I'm excited. I love me some curling on the weekends, like the big curling events, the Scotties, the Brier. Nothing better than just like crushing all of your chores and to-do list on a Friday night. So on Saturday, you can just watch curling in your sweatpants. A very Saskatchewan afternoon. Matt Dunstone's rink, they did a bubble before the bubble.
Oh, smart.
Because the Brier in Calgary, obviously they're going to be in a bubble.
Yeah.
Matt Dunstone's rink, with all the restrictions and everything going on in Saskatchewan, they were finding it tough to find a practice facility for the Brier. So they called up the rink maker in Wadena, Saskatchewan. And they're like, hey, can you make us some ice that would be similar to what they have at the Brier? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So they were living in Wadena. All of Matt Dunstone's rink. They were renting a house. They had their own little bubble there. So they were going from the curling rink to the house, and that was it. So they already had a little practice doing the bubble. They had practice doing the curling. They're good to go for the Brier. Like, put some money on Matt Dunstone. He was lights out last year. I think he's going to look for some redemption this year. That being said, I feel really bad for them, because they were in Wadena for 2 weeks, and they did not get to check out the Wadena Bakery.
Oh.
Let me tell you something about that Wadena Bakery. And not just the Wadena Bakery, any small town bakery. It's going to be amazing. No matter what, guaranteed 100%. Small town bars always get the attention here in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
Small town bakeries need more love. You told me you've never been to one.
I've never been to a small town bakery.
Are you even from Saskatchewan?
I am, and I feel like maybe I need to do this.
Small town bakeries, like, it's just a little different than city bakeries. Don't get me wrong, I love me some Nutana Bakery. I love me a bunch of bakeries here in Saskatoon. But there's something about the small town bakery. It's the mixture of the people running it. Like, they're always just a character. The person behind the till there. The portions are huge. Like, if you get a cinnamon bun here in the city,
sign me up.
Normal sized cinnamon bun in a small town bakery, it's like the size of your butt. It's huge. It's awesome. And it's gonna be like $1.50. So good people, huge portions, super cheap. Next time you're going on a road trip, stop at the small town bakery instead of the small town, I don't know if you're stopping at a bar on a road trip or something like that.
For an order of fries, maybe?
Order of fries and then dessert at the small town bakery.
I did another one of those life hacks that I saw on social media.
You've been killing it with the life hacks lately.
Well, you know what? Anything that can save me some time or save me some money, I'm into it. I'll give it a try. And most of the time, the life hacks we've talked about have been kind of garbage. But this one looked very, very possible. And it was how to keep an avocado. Like, let's say you cut into an avocado, but you only use half. Like, Fiona right now loves them. So she eats half an avocado with her dinner. And if you want to keep that avocado from, like, turning brown, it said to lay it in a shallow dish of water, so it was submerged in water. And I was like, that makes sense, because air is what causes the avocado to turn brown.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can keep that from happening, fantastic. So I did. I put it face down in a shallow dish of water, kept it overnight. First thing, when I saw the water in the morning, it was brown. And I'm guessing that's from the skin of the avocado, because you can actually dye your clothes with avocado skins. and pits.
I'm learning so much.
It's weird. Anyway, I was excited, took the avocado out of the water, and it was just like mushy on the outs. Like the cut side was just mush. I had to scrape a bunch of mush away. Water was everywhere. It was avocado water. It was gross. And the avocado was like okay underneath. So
not a good life hack?
On a life hack scale of 1 to 10, I don't know. I'd say maybe a 6.5.
Oh, that's not good for life hack at all.
Not impressed.
When it comes to life hacks, you need to have an 8 out of 10 to use it regularly.
At least.
6 out of 10, it's not worth it. Did you know you're supposed to like wash your avocados?
No.
Did you know that like the shells of avocados, like some of them have like salmonella and some other like parasitic stuff on them? You're supposed to wash.
Who eats them though? Nobody.
I know, right? Like when I read this story, I was like, who out there is eating the outside of an avocado? Like that looks like so unappetizing. Like it looks like a bunch of like.
It feels like leather, doesn't it? I don't know.
It feels like warts, honestly. It just feels all gross. And like, no, like people aren't eating it. It's just sometimes it can seep in. So maybe you just want to wash them after you buy them or something like that.
No one, do you wash your bananas?
I don't think
oranges?
So. I don't know.
Also, people who eat kiwis without peeling them.
Oh, man.
What the heck?
It's like eating hair, right? Yeah. Another thing about avocados here. Why are avocados so interesting?
I don't know.
When you crack open an avocado and the pit is super small, like you got a lot of meat in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you not trust that avocado? Because I don't. I'm like, something suspicious here.
Or like when you get one of those giant strawberries just for no reason. You're like, what happened here?
Something's not right. This is things are going too well right now.
Talking about this last week while you were gone, Canada Post has this really cool campaign. It's called Right Here, Right Now.
Right here, right now.
Not that song.
Right here,
it's W-R-I-T-E, as in write a postcard.
Clever.
It's very clever. Gotta give them some credit. So they've sent out these free postcards all across Canada that have basically postage paid, and you're supposed to write to somebody and make their day and just kind of like reignite that whole wonderfulness that is writing to people to communicate instead of texting or FaceTiming, that sort of thing.
Now, some people are poking fun at Canada Post for this because they're like, wow, you can just text someone, call someone, whatever, like you said. But who doesn't love getting something in the mail that's
fantastic.
Not a bill, right?
It's fantastic.
It's a great feeling. Got to start writing more and more often. Plus, with the pandemic going on, you got the time, okay?
Yeah, let's
you
face
got
it.
A lot of free time on your hands. Start writing. It feels good, and you're just going to make someone's day.
Well, exactly. And that's the whole point behind it. I got my free postcard yesterday. I saw this thing in the mail, and I was like, oh my God, it's happened. I'm really excited about this. I think it's such a great idea.
Oh, I thought you already got a postcard from someone.
No.
You just got your free one.
I got my free one, so now I have to write on it and send it to somebody. But here's the thing. I've got all these questions. It's like, who do I send it to? Because do you want to take advantage of the free postage and send it like as far away as possible? I don't know anybody in Prince Edward Island, but I know people in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, who do you send it to? Do you send it to somebody who you communicate with quite often? Or do you just, like, completely out of the blue send it to someone who you haven't even spoken to for years? I'm debating that. But then I'm also thinking, like, what if I don't get one from somebody? Does that mean that I don't matter to someone? Like, so many questions.
Just going to throw this out there, Stacey. Just going to throw this out there. You might be overthinking this situation a little bit.
I probably am, but still, I want to make use of that $1.25, whatever stamp is worth.
Now I'm so worried about not getting one of these postcards. Like, I'm just going to feel like such a loser nerd if I don't get one of these now.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.